USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Biden administration is now approving $60 million in emergency relief funding for the state of Maryland following Tuesday's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. This after a request for the funds came in from Maryland Governor Wes Moore. It'll be a cash infusion right as Maryland tries to deal with multiple issues in the wake of the disaster, including traffic disruptions, salvage and recovery, and supply chain problems. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the Biden administration is turning its back on the Lone Star State and Americans. He tells Fox Business he believes the new law, SB 4, in Texas will be upheld, allowing Texas state authorities to arrest those spotted or suspected of crossing the border illegally.
It will eventually end up at the steps of the Supreme Court for the final decision, and I believe they will say we are clearly being invaded. Everyone in America knows we're being invaded.
The law remains held up in the courts now as the White House sues against it. Biden administration attorneys argue the state of Texas has no authority to enforce federal immigration law. Immigration and Customs Enforcement trying to round up drug dealers in the U.S. illegally. USA's John Schaefer explains.
ICE has initiated a campaign aimed at apprehending undocumented migrants with convictions for serious drug offenses. Thursday, officials disclosed over 200 arrests nationwide of non-citizens who have been convicted of drug trafficking or multiple drug possession offenses involving substances like meth, fentanyl, cocaine, or synthetic drugs. It's anticipated that many of those detained will be promptly deported from the United States.
SpaceX delaying their Falcon 9 rocket launch. The launch initially set for Thursday evening out of California was pushed until at least Friday afternoon. The Falcon 9 rocket will launch 22 Starlink satellites into orbit. This is USA News.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Donald Trump paying his respects in the wake of a New York City police officer's death at the hands of a suspect during a routine traffic stop. It happened Monday in Queens, leaving 31-year-old NYPD officer Jonathan Dillard dead. Trump attending his wake on Thursday, speaking briefly to reporters afterward, saying he wants law and order.
21 times arrested, this thug, and the person in the car with him was arrested many times. And they don't learn because they don't respect.
The man accused of fatally shooting Diller has been charged with first-degree murder of police officer and other charges. President Biden being criticized by Republicans for attending a fundraiser in New York. Meanwhile, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden offering their condolences to victims in the wake of a stabbing spree that happened in Illinois this week. It was in Rockford, about 60 miles northwest of Chicago, on Wednesday. Four people died and seven were hurt. One very highly regarded Brit in Hollywood will now have a surname. Literally, Oppenheimer and Batman director Christopher Nolan is being knighted by King Charles in the UK. He'll now be called Sir Christopher Nolan. His wife and producing partner will also become Dame Emma Thomas. This comes on the coattails of Oppenheimer's critical acclaim in the box office and its success at the Oscars. King Charles is also bestowing the honor upon Ted Sarandos, the CEO of Netflix, Sir Ted. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.